Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
JLab Audio is personal tech designed for you that fits your life, looks cool, and offers surprisingly awesome value.
Imagine the products and features you actually want and make sure the entire experience of owning them is a great one.
A new legacy in sound. JLab's new luxury over-ear headphones, seamlessly blending innovation and lab quality sound.
Over here at Fake Doctors Real Friends, we love our JLab Audio headphones. They feature over 70 hours of playtime, four different colorways to choose from, and three noise control modes. Use Real Friends for 25% off your order. Visit JLab.com to find your kind of tech.
Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards credit card.
You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases,
and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn.
Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval terms. Apply.
Don't speak. I know just what you're saying. So please stop explaining. Don't tell me that it hurts.
By the way, do you guys got to watch this? For some reason, landed this in my head. The Netflix documentary about Woodstock 99.
Oh, I did hear about that. Yeah.
That shit was wild.
You got to see this, Donald. You can't believe. I had no idea.
Is that where the mud fights? Yeah, the mud fights and all that shit happened there?
It's not mud. It's poo. They don't know they're in poo.
A buddy of mine went to Woodstock and has pictures of himself in the mud fights and everything like that. Hey, bud, I just want you to know. You were slinging doo-doo.
It's so gross. It's so gross. But you got to see this It's a three-part documentary, listeners. I highly recommend it. It's shocking and really well done. But it's crazy what happened at that fucking festival. Donald, like, it's the season six. Well, I'm not going to spoil it for anyone. Just insanity. They fucking rioted. They started fires. It's incredible. It's the season six finale, Donald.
And what a finale it is, Zach.
I laughed so hard. I wrote so many notes, but
there's
so many
a couple of them. I think the biggest laugh, as always, is Rob Mascio.
Yes, of course. We have a special visitor coming for the listeners today. Joelle, is special present for the listeners here?
No.
Or Daniel?
Not yet.
No.
Not yet.
Okay. We have a very special guest for you, listeners, because we love you and we like to give you special treats, especially when it's the season finale of season six.
We're going to give you two special treats. We're going to watch the show with you in the next episode. And in this episode, the season six finale, we're bringing in a heavy hitter. We're just going to leave it at that for now.
Yeah. Daniel will let us know when the surprise is here. But how are you, Adea Shooting? Just checking in with you. How are things? Rocco had his birthday, I saw.
Rocco is now officially 9 years old.
Nine big ones.
It's very interesting because he's taller than nine. Like, he's taller than the average nine-year-old. And mm-hmm. So when I look at him, I see such an older kid. Mm-hmm. But he behaves like a nine-year-old. And you know what I mean? And it's like, and I have to accept that. I'm so proud of him. He's blossoming and growing into this really awesome kid right now, and I'm really excited about that. Mm-hmm. But what I'm really excited about is that, you know, as actors, when you're, you know, as actors who have to go across the world and do things and stuff, it's rare that you get to stay home and be with your children. And these past couple of months this summer, I've had the luxury of working in LA, and it hasn't been like that in a long time. And so
that's great.
It's great
I'm
to
so,
be.
I'm sure they're so glad that you're around and you could be a part, especially since so much is happening with your kids.
Yeah, it's really interesting. It's really cool, man. You know, it's really, my daughter's heavy into dancing and gymnastics and all of that stuff now, and Rocco, and basketball as well. And Rocco's heavy into basketball, and school's about to start up, and, you know, life is it's moving, and it's moving at a fast pace.
Is it safe to say it's good to be a Dayishun?
I think it's good to be alive for anyone right now. I think everybody needs to just sit back and, you know, if you could just take a moment and take a mental Polaroid of where you are, you know, in life right now, and understand that it's not the goal isn't waiting for you at the end of the finish line. The goal is the journey. That's, you know, enjoy the journey that you're on. And I'm enjoying this right now.
Yeah, that's well said, man. And I am too. And I appreciate this, you know, as we end season six, we gotta always say how much we appreciate you listeners. This is so fun for us. I was preparing for this show just now, watching the episode, and I'm cracking up. I'm sitting here alone. I'm swiping tears from my eyes, laughing so hard.
Yeah, oh
and
gosh.
I would not be doing that if it weren't for this show. And so I just want to just shout out you listeners who, you know, you give us the reason to do this and so much joy doing the show, and also, of course, revisiting Scrubs and laughing and knowing that I'm going to get to crack up with you three is something I look forward to every week. So thank you.
And on that note, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Stories about a show we made, about a bunch of docs and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said, here's our stories that we all should know.
All right, so we'll wait for a special guest, and let's just get into it. JD.
Yo, he is into it, huh? At first, he's not into it. He's like, I'm going to save myself for marriage. And then with the shift of the wind, the change of the wind, and all of a sudden he had movement, and there it is. And
well,
JD is down to go.
Well, he touched a little side boob. It's amazing how powerful a little side boob can be, Donald. Hmm. You know, side boob can bring down a man's defenses.
Let's be honest, there's a lot of things that can bring down a man's defenses. You put meat in front of a dog, he's going to eat.
Well, she's
let's just keep it 100.
She's a beautiful woman.
My wife always told me, you put meat in front of a dog, it's going to eat it. That's just real talk.
Well, he's single. He hasn't had, it's implied he hasn't had sex in a long time.
Dog,
a beautiful
dog.
A beautiful dog. Woman is in his arms.
Dog.
She's carrying his baby.
Dog.
And
all
of a sudden, there's some side boob swiping.
Ow!
Yeah, he's no match for Elizabeth Banks' side boob. And,
no. Nor is any man, nor is anyone, nor is any person.
Here's what I've never heard. She says that the baby was moving quite a bit during the intercourse and that he, quote, enjoyed it. Now, I've never heard that expressed. Donald, you're a man with many kids. Just when you're in late stage of pregnancy, does the baby move around a lot? Is that a thing?
Well, yeah, naturally it does. But, you know, I imagine when things enter environments.
Word.
I've honestly never heard the. I was watching this. Like,
sometimes it could be scary.
I think the baby is like, get the fuck out of here.
Whoa, what is. How are you? What you doing up in here?
Get out of my space.
Right. This is my shit. This is my room.
I've honestly never
heard
of this.
Get out of my room.
I've never heard it discussed. I've heard people make jokes about like, oh, we can't have sex. I have a baby inside me. But I've never heard of like the actual biology if the baby reacts to during intercourse until this episode of Scrubs.
I mean, can't semen like cause labor also? Like, I don't know, man. Do you know?
No, they do. They do encourage like if, you know, you're very pregnant and your due date's right around the corner and you're like, I want this baby out of me. They're like, sex can help Oh, I don't know how that works, but sex, spicy food. Is that sex or
semen? Donald just said the semen. I would think it's the movement.
Yes, I think it's more about the sex than the semen.
I think it's all of it. I think it's all of the lubrication.
So, well, can you Google whether semen can induce labor? Because I don't think that's true as a fake doctor.
Listen, as a fake doctor, it can be true. Hold on.
As a fake doctor, anything can be true.
I can say whatever the fuck I want. I'm a fake doctor. I've never stood up here and said this. I am a real doctor. You should take what I say as fact. I'm a fake doctor. Dude, I'm going to make up as much as I can.
That if a very pregnant woman is listening, I don't want her being like, oh, let me go get some semen because I'm ready to give birth.
Sperm banks would be off the chain right now. Get it out!
Just doing shots.
Splash!
Whoa. Okay, everyone settle in for this. So, for example,
Donald Faison was right. Let's just start with that.
Sexual activity, especially having an orgasm, can release oxytocin, which may help jumpstart uterine contractions. Also, for pregnant people who have sex with men, there are prostaglandin hormones and semen that might help ripen the cervix.
Oh, Donald, you ripen the cervix.
I only know this because I did a movie called Home Delivery that involved some ripening the cervix. And so I know this. It's coming soon, y'all. So when you get the chance, go check out Home Delivery.
Wow.
Oh, wow, Donald. I would have never guessed you were right about that. But everyone, it's about intercourse. Don't do shots of semen.
No. Don't drink it.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Even Daniel's saying, oh, my God, to that one. All right. So we got lots to talk about. So then we see a montage that they're 3 weeks go by and they're feeling each other. They're building the crib. They're doing all the stereotypic couple about to have a baby things. And we learn that Elliot's wedding is in 1 week. And so things are really building up. The janitor didn't get his invite
Before we go forward, I thought this was really interesting how JD and Elliot are sharing the A storyline, and the B storyline is the janitor and the brain trust. How often does that happen? I don't think we've paid attention necessarily to that while making the show, but you know, I just found that very interesting that the two of them shared like his storyline, JD's storyline with Kim and Elliot's storyline with Keith were all a part of
they're sort of mirroring each other.
They were all kind of the same storyline. And then the B storyline is the brain trust and the janitor.
All right, Donald, special guest is here. Daniel Timpani, please. Some really juicy timpani. Some season 6 finale timpani.
I can't believe we did it. I can't.
And let special guest in.
There he is.
How upsetting.
No.
Make more noise.
I feel like there is a concerted effort to not get me to join my podcast today.
Wow.
What are you talking about? We're so happy you're here.
This whole season 6, Bill, we've been talking about how we said, oh, we should do an Ask Bill. And then we're always like, no, he's way too busy. We can't even do an Ask Bill.
Yeah, just so you guys know, it's good to see you all again. I had a weird moment this morning because it was the first time I drove onto the set and that security guard didn't say, I love your podcast.
We have to tell the audience, if you haven't been keeping track, Bill has been doing something that I never really knew someone could possibly do, and that is show running two big-ass shows simultaneously on different coasts, one in Miami and one in L.A., Bill, how the hell are you? You just finished. Do you want to get in the fetal position? What's happening in your head?
Hey, man, I'm okay. I miss you guys. It makes me really happy to be. I like my job a lot. I'm never going to do that again. It was a giant mistake. But I want to stay on this, though, because I didn't get to prepare because Daniel even knows I was going to send him something. I've been working on some new character. I'll tell you what I mean. I need a new character. I'm not interrupting guy anymore. You know what the problem was? I kept trying to obsess about a funnier way to do interrupting guy and interrupting Bill. And I haven't been able to beat. I still people still talk to me on social media about when interrupting Bill interrupted me interrupting you guys.
It was like it was like Inception.
I got a new one. I'm going to ruin it, so it can't be one. But I think we should come up with a new character for me today. Would be helpful for me. My new one was, and I wanted to do. I'm not finished talking about this guy. So here's my idea. My idea was to talk about something, Donald, and I'd have to talk to you about it before, that is going to annoy Zach until Zach says, can we finish? Can we be done talking about this? And then I was going to say, yeah, all right, I'm done talking about this. But when I say that, that would be Daniel's cue to hit a button that I caught.
I'm not done talking about this.
My favorite part of this.
I love this.
My favorite part of this is Bill in post on two giant shows, and instead he's sitting there brainstorming on a new character for the podcast.
I'm not done talking about this guy. Isn't bad, right?
No, that's great. I love this character.
It just takes work. You have to prepare.
Well, you know, in my head, I have to find a great topic that Donald and I can riff on that will eventually annoy Zach, and then Zach can go, oh my God, can we stop talking about this? And then maybe Donald and I would work it out and say, yeah, all right, we're done. And right, that's when my prompt of the guy that's not done talking about this would make a last point. I think we could do that, Donald, and if we're careful, Zach will never see it coming, even with this one.
Yeah, I'll see it coming. If it's about a basketball player, I might see it coming. Yeah.
You won't see it coming regardless of what it is, dude. Oh. I don't think you'll see it coming. There's no
All right, Bill, I have questions. This is the season 6 finale. It's the last episode on NBC, I believe.
Yes, I think so.
And
season 7 was the last episode on NBC because they juggled the order of it. It was a shortened season 7, and they made the Princess Bride homage the finale, even though it was not the finale.
I see. Now, is there some reason on Scrubs Wiki, it says this is the last one that has the Touchstone TV logo on it. Is this when like ABC changed their name or something?
Could it be? I don't know. You know, it's weird.
I'll just tell you what it says, and it might mean nothing, but it says, this is the last episode to use the 2004 Touchstone television logo since the season 4 premiere. That's just something on Scrubs Wiki. Maybe you don't know what the hell that's about.
I do. It's because Touchstone used to be their studio, and then they just all became Disney. You know what I mean?
Mm. Got it. Oh, they changed to Disney.
Remember, there used to be Touchstone Pictures, too, and it became obsolete.
I missed Touchstone, and there was one other one that wasn't there. Another Disney movie. It was Touchstone and something else.
Touchstone was Disney's kind of cool, you know.
That Can't Buy Me Love and all of those. Yeah,
and it went away.
Yeah,
I don't think you're allowed in these times to have a company name that starts with Touch.
Bill, did you I know we were always kind of going year by year. Was there any thought in your mind that this could be the last season of the last episode of the show?
No, I knew this one wasn't the last. They were getting the show right then. And remember, we probably would have stayed on. It's good trivia for next year. If it weren't for the writer's strike, we would probably have stayed on NBC even longer. That just kind of confused things.
Right. And that happened this season?
Seventh season is shortened. And the one thing that still is one of my top 5 Scrubs internet traffic about, when the writer's strike hit, we had a bunch of episodes in the can, but not one that could conceivably be NBC's series finale. So they juggled it, and they made the Princess Bride episode, which was really cool, the season finale, and hinted it could be the series finale. But if it was the series finale, it made no sense, and it made me very mad.
I know. I'm frustrated about that, too, because I directed it, and you and I and the whole crew and cast put so much love into that. And then I feel like it was sort of judged harshly because people were judging it as the series finale.
Well, it was very weird.
We never meant it to. I mean, you know, I think people would have loved it and digested it differently if they thought, oh, this is just a super out-of-the-box episode of Scrubs as opposed to we're ending the series on this.
They did what was their right, and they flipped the order. So Ken Jenkins' character, Kelso, had even already left the hospital. And then for some reason in the season finale, he's back working there again. It was very weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
Back to this one.
I was just going to put that into comparison with everything that's shifting at Warner Brothers. I mean, that's just how it goes, man. The business is the business. And I know fans get pissed off about stuff like that, but there's nothing that we as creatives can do about that. You know what I mean?
There is. I'll tell
is
you.
Is there? Okay.
Yeah, seriously. So what?
Bill's going to release Batgirl.
What if I just start? What if I go? There is. I just hit a button and Batgirl starts.
I'd watch the whole thing right now. Honestly, I wouldn't mind.
If you guys head to Bill's Instagram, he's broken Batgirl into many Insta stories.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can watch it.
By the way, I'm making more time for social media now. Maybe if I start acting it out. So look, people like to say that things are changing. They aren't changing. It's just more of the same. And what I mean by that is the one truth is that the businesses and powers that be in Hollywood will always do, understandably, I'll be careful, what's right for them till the end of time. The story of Batgirl, there's 1,000 stories like that. Of expensive pilots and shows and movies shelved and redone.
That's what Donald said. When I was saying it's never been done before.
Been done a billion times.
No, I know. What I meant was with a $90 million feature, I don't think that's been done before. But Donald last week was saying, well, yeah, but think about pilots. It's maybe not this much money, but it's a fuckload of money.
Think about the amount of movies and TV shows that were completely reshot.
Yeah.
To make it. Oh, by the way, one of the most famous things. Don't
Game of Thrones.
They made the Game of Thrones pilot. Yeah.
Yeah.
And by the way, also, Zach, if you add up, we're saying this is a new thing. How is this that much different than all the super expensive? I could have added up TV pilots that were made, invested in, shot, and then never allowed to be shown to anybody. I personally have made, I'm just counting them, a cool $75 million worth of pilots that were never seen by a single person that exist.
Yeah. Yeah.
You mean?
That's exactly what Don was saying last week. I get it. Yeah, I hear you.
And the opposite side of this, I will tell you that a cool thing for content creators is that there is still a leverage shift once you do something that everybody digs. And the second you do something that everybody digs, the leverage shift goes from the studio and company paying for it to the creators making it and the people in it. But that's the fact that that hasn't changed yet is great. So even in the Netflix model where they say, Netflix, you're going to do 3 years and be gone, right? It's still on because there's a leverage shift on that show, you know, because the creators and people that make it so in demand, you know, that they get to keep doing whatever the heck they want to keep doing, you know? And so
Did you say Stranger Things?
Yeah, I said Stranger Things fiction because I was thinking about a weird movie. Stranger Things, they're, you know, did not do 2 seasons and go out like other Netflix shows. Do you know what I mean?
No, it's going to do 5 seasons, it looks like.
Yeah. And like, look, even Ted Lasso is a great example because when it was pitched, it was definitely pitched as a 2 or 3 season show. And everybody was fine with that. And now it is without a doubt 100% Jason Sudeikis' prerogative how long that show goes on. You know what I mean? Right. So there's always.
Do you want to give us any? If you were to tell us, Bill, we would get so many listens. We would get a lot of publicity. We would get a lot of publicity.
Maybe we can say
clickbait. We need clickbait for our podcast.
It can be. You know why? Even if I knew. I wouldn't, but I don't know because it is so firmly Mr. Sudeikis' call.
It's up to Jason.
And himself, and I think that's the cool beauty of this show is he'll know and he'll let people know when it's time to let them know, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Zach was one of the things I was doing. Zach was in it, Donald, and he was very, very good. And I won't do any spoilers because he had to do drama and violence and be a drug addict and he absolutely crushed it. And I had I had not seen our friend Zach act in a while. And it made me think I got to see my friend Donald act in one of these things too, man. It's been too long.
Oh, I agree 100%.
Hey, I agree.
You know what? I agree 100%. But I will say this. Zach has leveled up in his acting. He was good. But he's leveled up a bit.
He's leveled up. I will say this.
I love how Bill, out of all these years, Bill came to me and almost surprised, like, you're really good in that episode. I'm like,
I might have done this. I used to get pegged on this all the time, the ultimate insult, which is I use the word actually. So like, you were actually really good in that. But I will say this, I got a good topic for this, and then you can go back to the show because it's back, takes it back to all of us. You guys can use this or not use this. So since we did that thing in Texas, I'm always inundated with people asking if we're going to reboot Scrubs. And I always, you know, because we said, yeah, we'll do it sometime. We will do it sometime, right? Because it'll be fun and we love each other. And that picture of all of us at dinner gives me joy whenever I see it.
Right on.
But none of us are, you know, none of us are like going like, oh, we have to make it happen tomorrow. We'll just do it sometime. But don't you think the three of us idiots should work together before that and figure out a way to all work together?
You had me at hello.
All right.
I was about to say, you had me when you said, don't you think.
You had me when you said, duh.
It could be about a, by the way, it could be about an upstart podcast that I run.
I tried a podcast.
Oh, but this one's
too
better.
This one will be good.
This is gonna be great. It has a cool, savvy producer named Joelle.
Just a woman who can play Joelle.
Dan, we're good.
Oh, we love you, man, and we're dying to do something with you. I was literally swiping tears from laughter watching this episode, Bill, and it's how many years ago, and it just makes me laugh so hard. And obviously it goes without saying we'd love to do anything with you.
Well, let's that was one of my other characters is steal your idea guy. So if you want to bring guests in that say what it would be funny to see Zach and Donald do together.
Oh, that's a good runner for season 7, Joel.
I'll gladly steal it. Yes.
Instead of this is great. All right.
That's a great
runner. I just need a legal disclaimer. Yes. If anything close to your idea, if you make the mistake of saying what your idea is, and anything close to your idea shows up, that's not my problem.
No, you came on the show. You came on the show.
They're going to have to sign something like if we actually make a show out of it, they get like a check.
They get a T-shirt. They get a T-shirt.
No, but how fun would it be for season 7 is instead of Fix Your Life and instead of random questions, it's just pitch your idea for the Zach and Donald Bill Lawrence show.
How many times do you think we'd be werewolves?
A lot.
You know, Dr. Acula would be Dr. Acula would be pitched.
We'd have to make a rule that you can't pitch Dr. Acula.
Right. Okay.
Anyway, let's get back to the show, Scrubs. It can't be related to Scrubs because then it's owned by somebody else. All right. Let's talk about.
All right.
Scrubs,
so this is official. Instead of Fix Your Life. The new segment at the end of the show is pitch
what
your
do
idea.
What Donald do next?
Yeah.
What's
Zach
Bill.
And with Bill?
Send us a voice memo to scrubsiheart@gmail.com.
There you
yes.
go.
Yes. And out. There you go. And it will.
This is why. Left. This is why this podcast belongs to Bill, guys.
This is how it happens.
Joelle has time to figure out
what happens.
Joelle has time to figure out the document that people need to sign for when we actually make the show.
I'd say, by the way, Zach, you've been around it before. If anybody makes a mistake of talking about an idea in front of me, I generally say I own 20%.
Well, we know from doing the show with you that you'd be like, what did you guys do this weekend? And we'd tell you, and then like a week later, it was in the show. Hey, we're... a little stuck in the writer's room. What did you guys do this weekend?
That's how it works, man.
We tried to get into a club, and I was wearing a giant clock around my neck, and the bouncer wouldn't let us in.
That did not happen. There's no way.
I wish it did, though.
Yeah, but with Zach, you can almost believe it happened, Donald.
Yeah, right. Dude.
All right, so Bill, I don't know if you had a chance to watch the episode or not, but we'll remind you of things.
I didn't watch it, but I read the wiki thing, and I remember it very well, and I have some good trivia about it.
All right, before we do that, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after.
We'll be right back.
And we're back.
And we're back.
back.
Bill, you're not allowed to say we're back. That's not a guess.
And he came in so smooth with it too.
Yeah, we're back. Bill, and we're back is really for the host.
Hold on. We got to take another little break for a second. We got to take another little break. We should probably break now. Let's take a little break.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com. JLab Audio is personal tech designed for you that fits your life, looks cool, and offers surprisingly awesome value.
Imagine the products and features you actually want and make sure the entire experience owning them is a great one.
Always packing the most functionality and fun into every product at a truly accessible price.
Zach, let me tell you, JLab has these new luxury over-ear headphones called the JBuds Lux ANC.
Yep.
These seamlessly blend innovation and lab quality sound, all in these sleek headphones that guarantee an elevated listening experience. You can connect to multiple devices, customize your sound in the JLab app, and get over 70 hours of playtime.
Well, buddy, those sound pretty cool, but have you heard of the JBuds ANC3? They are the smallest smart active noise canceling true wireless earbuds you can find. You can also connect to multiple devices, but these come with a built-in USB-C charging cable and a noise canceling microphone for crisp, clear phone calls. Use Real Friends for 25% off your order. Visit JLab.com to find your kind of tech.
Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards credit card.
You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases,
and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn.
Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
We're back, you guys.
Now we're back. We're back. Thanks, Bill. Please don't. The audience doesn't want to hear unnecessary commercials. Please don't.
I got another character. All
right. So listen, when Cox kicks everybody out of the lobby.
Yep.
Bill, I believe you're one of the people that's running out of the gift shop and stealing from the gift shop.
Yeah, take something.
But first of all, I didn't see your cameo, but I saw on Scrubs Wiki that it says you're one of the people. But then I didn't understand why Cox screams, "Everyone out of the lobby, everyone out of here." And then people really, they loot the gift shop.
I just want you to know that aside from my embarrassing cameos, which I intended, which is the priest and then the janitor at the end.
Yeah.
Every other cameo I had on this show happened because you were shooting a scene on the first floor and I was on the way to the kitchen to steal popsicles.
Yeah. Or the top of a muffin.
Yeah. If I walked by to the kitchen and they were doing something that I could put myself in, I would stop and put myself in it out of sheer boredom.
In my Scrubs world, the janitor and the minister in Bahamas are the same guy.
That makes sense. They probably are. By the way, my favorite cameo I put myself in was there was an episode with the B team had the voiceover. It was Krista and the Todd and Sam Lloyd all had voiceovers in one episode. And we're in the coffee place. I was going to get a coffee. And she says the reason that she was such a horrible person is that her parents were very mean to her. And you can actually hear me in the background in line going, apparently her parents were very mean.
Oh, yeah. We did that one. We did that episode.
And by the way, that was nobody even knew I was going to say it. It's off mic because I just walked in there and said that it was probably my proudest camera. But whatever show we do together is going to have a component that I'm allowed to walk in and say something when I feel like it.
Okay, those of you prepared to pitch your ideas, write in random appearances of Bill. I love that all your random appearances have to do with you going to the kitchen to get a snack.
Yeah, it's all, I'm in the show whenever I was really hungry.
Yeah.
I remember the Jamba Juice phase. Do you remember the Jamba Juice phase where you came to set every morning with the Jamba Juice? That was like 3 years in a row.
Yeah, and then we put that whole thing in the show because I was weird about which one I liked. And I think we had you saying that, I can't remember what it was.
Orange Goo Goo.
Orange Goo Goo. Which is not a smoothie flavor. But
no. So, Bill, I don't know if you remember this, but after you loot the gift shop, because Cox has screamed at everyone to go, a plant stands up
and runs out.
An animated plant walks out of the lobby.
One of the top five worst things we've ever done. Yeah. And by the way,
it was so random.
Ask me if the animation's very good.
Is the animation good, Bill?
No, it's horrible.
It's really bad. So in this day and age, Donald could have done the stop motion and it would have looked really fucking awesome.
Oh, by the way, Donald's stop motion's getting good.
I'm working on it.
He leveled up.
I'm working on it. Yo, why is Colonel Doctor never invited to anything?
Oh, my God. There's a really – we just had an episode where Sarah really disses Colonel Doctor in terms of her wedding invites. And in this episode, Jordan disses Colonel Doctor to be invited to the baptism. The poor guy gets a lot of hate in the hospital, Bill.
By the way, you know that – you remember who Colonel Doctor's son is? It's Lloyd.
Yes.
It's Mike Schwartz.
Right. Yes. I forgot
that. A meth addicted bad Do you guys remember what Colonel Doctor's real name is?
Coleman Slosky.
Yeah, you're talking to two Coleslaw. Guys who just watched most of the Scrubs series, Bill. We know
Coleslaw, it's Coleslaw and Lloyd Slosky. Yeah.
And Lloyd Slosky.
Mike Schwartz has a few laughs in this episode because he's to remind you, the janitor.
He's replaced Doug, I believe.
Yes, he's replaced Doug. Yeah.
Johnny Castle's very funny on the outskirts, watching from the outside in.
Let's just remind the audience of a few plot points here. So the janitor in this episode has been invited to Sarah's wedding, Elliot's wedding, and he's so shocked. In fact, she hugs him, and I don't think we've ever seen or do ever see the janitor, or maybe other than Lady, we don't ever see him hug anybody else.
He hugs Carla, but not really hugging. He hugs her and picks her up and shakes her back and forth. Thank you for being in the picture.
Okay, that's right. That's right. But he gets a hug from Blonde Doctor, who we know he has a special place in his heart. And then he assembles the brain trust to figure out what he can get her as a wedding present. And he's decided to kick Doug out of the brain trust and replace Doug with Lloyd.
Yes.
Lloyd Slosky.
Yeah.
Yes.
He never thought Doug was offering that much to the brain trust. You know what right. I mean?
In fact, the brain trust, we learn, have special pagers, and he asked Doug to return the special pager.
Do you know who my favorite brain trust member was that we had trouble getting back? Because I don't even know if she was acting or doing other things.
Crazy Eyed Margo.
Crazy Eyed Margo, yeah.
Crazy Eyed Margo did disappear.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Well, they all did. So did Troy. Troy's gone.
Troy was, by the way, the brain trust was always evolving, and it always gave me great joy to see it every time. I think Taryn was in the brain trust for a second.
We haven't gotten to Taryn yet. I can't wait for this to happen. He must be season seven, I think. Season seven, here we go. Either season seven or eight, one or the other.
So there's a joke about how couples can finish each other's sentences, and we think it's going to be Carla and Turk, but then it's me and Donald.
JD and... I mean...
And I tell you that I hit it good, rowdy style. You got to look out, because it's dangerous.
Ain't nothing happened to that baby.
Yeah, that's talking about having intercourse with a very pregnant woman. Yep. Donald's an expert in knowing.
Wow.
How to be careful?
Wow.
Hey, we've had six kids.
Was Dr. Cox's kids confirmation in this?
The baptism.
No, baptism.
Yeah.
Was that like with the in the sun? And did we do? Because I think. And then was that with Cheryl Hines or was that a different one?
No, that's a different one. The other one. Yeah.
This is with little JD.
Oh,
yeah, Jordan is really fucking with Cox in this episode, and she's made JD
meet Jennifer Dillon. Jennifer Dillon, and you're the godfather.
She's made me the godfather, and Cox will do anything he can to change this. He's just promising, and he's trying to negotiate with Jordan. He's trying to negotiate with JD.
If I remember correctly, you just said, can she be named Jennifer Dillon? And she said, sure, why not?
I think so. Yeah. Is that what happened?
That is what happened. That's because he didn't show up for something and you were there.
Yeah. I think he missed the birth.
Yeah.
Right. And Jordan is just taking such glee in pissing Perry off.
And the baby's big already. Wow.
Yeah, I know.
It's only been two episodes.
The baby's not big.
The baby's in a stroller, sitting up.
Have you guys ever talked about this on TV? It's, you got two choices. Either the baby's big, or like, I also don't like covering a one-year-old baby with fake viscous stuff when it's born. I don't know. It's always bumps
me out.
Giant
baby.
Yeah. I know, but you have to do that because you obviously can't use a newborn. You have to use a young baby, and they put this like jelly on it to make it look, you can't use the fake baby. The fake baby looks so bad.
That's terrifying.
You know what I can't believe we didn't do on a show that had fantasies? Is the fact that we never did a baby being born and the fantasy of it having either Donald's or your face, Zach, and just being one of you already on a baby.
Did we have the, was the special effects level? I mean, we had a plan.
No, we saw the plan.
We saw the plan walk out this one, right.
Oh, you should remember, floating head doctor is just Zach going around like this.
With a green screen suit on.
Yeah, it was fun to shoot floating head doctor because I would just put the green screen suit on and just bop around.
Didn't you wear that on Conan?
That was when I had done Oz the Great and Powerful, I was talking about being the little bellhop monkey sidekick. We did a whole bit about how Conan asked how he did it, and I said, you know, they had a puppet and everything, but most of the time it was better for the other actors if they just acted off of me. So I just wore like a green screen suit and like ducked down, and then we did a whole bit where
the green screen suit was very revealing. You had to grab
very
your
snug. I remember being snug.
The photos that are online are you covering up your junk with your hands.
I remember being snug and very cold, apparently.
I remember I made a joke to him because I was nervous. I was self-conscious about being in the onesie. And I said, I'm going to cover it because I don't want the audience to see my moose knuckle. And he had never heard that term. So he started cracking up at moose knuckle.
Proud moments of your youth.
It was really funny. There's a really funny gif or maybe it's a video, I don't know, but of me like air humping in the green screen suit on Conan. And Andy Richter and Conan's faces are so funny. They're both like, they both like look away. It's really funny. All right, so gift ideas. Ted's gift idea for Blonde Doctor's wedding is that he got his mom, quote, the weird birth control thing that they sew under your arm skin.
Yeah.
Oh, Ted.
That's funny because he got it for his mom.
Yeah. And his mom loves it, apparently.
Yeah, apparently it's a great gift. Happy birthday.
Lloyd suggests robbing someone's home and bringing all of the house's contents as the wedding gift.
Okay. I wrote this down. And I hope I'm not skipping too far. I hope I'm not skipping ahead. You're not my mom, Jim. You're not my mom. Yeah. Is that okay?
Let's break the next time they meet.
Okay, all right. Next, all right. Let's see.
That's fine. I just wanted to say that real quickly that the urologist that Kelso hates and is fine rehiring Kim because he hates this urologist on Scrubs Wiki says is Mike Henry, who was the voice of Cleveland Brown.
Yep. He was friends with Neil and Garrett from Family Guy.
Oh, got it. There you go. I didn't know that, but that was...
And he at the time was there and was very popular because he had done... You can still find this on the internet. I don't know if you guys remember it. He started... It would have been huge now before things really like had TikTok and funny virals. He invented a fake TV show called You've Been Kicked in the Nuts.
Yeah. I remember that. You just got kicked in the nuts.
And the whole thing was Mike Henry in a wig, or would run up and kick people in the nuts, and they would chase him to try and beat him up. And he would interrupt and go, ma'am, 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 you've just been kicked in the nuts. And he would point toward the imaginary camera. And then the guy or girl who got kicked in the nuts would be so happy that they were on the TV show.
I've never seen that.
You got, by the way,
I saw it.
But go online later and just do, you've been kicked in the nuts. You'll, and then it would
cut. I think Neil does it. I think Neil does a couple of them too. Neil's like,
we all did. Yeah. A bunch of us did them. They were hugely popular amongst comedy writers back in the day.
You just got kicked in the nuts.
I should give a shout out to Neil Goldman because he's one of Bill's main writers on one of his new shows. And I got to spend a lot of
new show Shrinking. Yeah.
Sorry, I should say he's show running the new show Shrinking. And I just got to spend a lot of time with him when I was directing. And he's so funny and such a good dude.
Yeah. So funny. So, and you guys remember him from years. And he was one of the people that stayed, I think, almost the whole way. I mean, they left before season 9, but they stayed through 8 years.
He's also one of the writers. I mean, a few of the writers have done this, but he's also one of the writers that's had major success after, where he's gone on to show run and create his own shows on other networks and stuff.
Well, the original staff of that show, almost everybody created their own show or ran another great show or won Emmys for something else. They were all that. The original staff of that show is all rock stars.
I just did one of Gabby. I just did one of Gabby's shows. I did.
Did you do the house, animated one?
Yeah, House Pets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very funny, man.
Very funny. Had a lot of fun. Yeah.
Neil, I said, we got to have you on the podcast. And he goes, what podcast?
Yeah, right.
No, he was doing a bit.
Every time for his name, that's just how he rolls.
Yeah.
He literally listens to see if his name ever gets mentioned. He's going to be delighted that he got a shout out in this one. All right, JD approaches the nurse's stand and says, hey, Raj, rerun. Probably the most mentioned sitcom in the entire run of, no pun intended,
you got it.
Scrubs is what's happening.
Neck and neck with Sanford and Son.
Right, but what's happening does get a lot of shout-outs, including a cameo from rerun.
Yeah, RIP, man. He was awesome that day. By the way, you guys watched that? So many crew members snuck into that big dancing fantasy group.
Yeah, man, yeah.
It's amazing.
Everybody
especially
was in
Spiller.
That.
Spiller, who's an avid listener, our one of our favorite directors, Michael Spiller, is in there. I think he was obviously directing that episode. He's got the outfit on.
If he wasn't directing that episode, it's a new level of intrusion. It came in to be in that.
Just that day. Yeah. I heard Rerun Perry's in here. I got to get in the picture.
But yeah, hey, what's happening, Raj, was probably neck and neck with Sanford and Son. But you forget, like, even in Donald's brain fantasy with Carla and Heather Graham and Sarah all in there, and we're inside Donald's brain, the background music is the Sanford and Son theme song.
It really was my favorite show.
Which one? What's Happening or Sanford and Son?
What's Happening. It was my favorite show as a kid.
It was great.
I'm going to tell Mama.
Yeah.
I'll tell Mama on you.
These kids today will never know the genius of What's Happening. So Carla asks Elliot, did you do that thing that all guys want us to do?
What is this thing?
Now, wait. Before, I think it's meant to be.
I can remember.
Let me finish the setup.
You finish. There's writer's room talk about this.
I assume it's meant to be just left up for interpretation for everyone's mind. I actually, threesome gets discounted because you see later that it's not a threesome. But she says, did you do that thing all guys want us to do, but we swore we'd never do?
Well, and she says that because Keith's acting like a freaking, like whatever she wants him to do, he's doing it right. And he's doing it happily too.
Yes.
Carla says, no, I'm saving that bullet for a diamond tennis bracelet. Now, later on in the episode, Carla is proudly wearing a diamond tennis bracelet in the bed. So now, Bill, am I correct that you wanted the audience to just insert whatever thing that they, no pun intended?
One of my favorite things about sex-related comedy, and this is not the most famous version of this. I have been asked so many times what Jake, character played by Josh Randall, whispered to Elliot before she dumped him. And we needed Elliot Reed to break up with his character, Jake, who was on the show, Ed. Josh Randall, he's a funny actor. and we couldn't think of why. So she, and if you remember back in that episode, she said that we finally came up with, she should say, you should be able to tell me what your fantasies are and what you would really like us to do together. And then, okay. And then we cut to, he leans forward to whisper and we cut outside. She's walking out going, we're done seeing each other.
Oh my God. Oh my God, Jake.
I remember that.
Oh my God.
That. And that's when we decided that anytime that we're stuck like that, it's better to say like everybody knows what it is and then just let the audience decide. And then you can judge when you meet people how disturbed they are.
Right. But also it allows you to not say anything too naughty on NBC, I guess. It gets you around.
No, because your imagination automatically does.
Imagination's
it on
bad,
own.
Man. I will say this. You guys have said it before.
All I know is that Carly got her tennis bracelet.
You guys have said it before, and I don't know if I'm proud or not proud, but I feel for network television that Scrubs is top five filthiest shows ever.
It is.
Oh, dude, it's up there.
I mean, I can't believe it when people are telling me they're watching this with their kids, because I'm watching it now at 47, and I'm being like, oh my God, I would never watch this with my kid.
I tell my daughter and my son to leave the room. Yeah. I put it on right before, you guys got to get out of here.
I think Matt Tarsis told me he was all proud that his like 13-year-old was watching the show at the time. And then he was like, oh, I feel proud. He's kind of circling back and watching one of my shows. And then he walked in the room and like walked right back out because it was so uncomfortable.
It's rough.
Well, let's remind the audience that at the time there was no streaming. There was the half hour comedy was as I remember solely on network TV, and you were trying to see how far you could push it.
Well, dude, yeah, we had not just for being filthy for filthy's sake, but remember, I would say the number one show was Will and Grace. They pushed it.
Yeah, they pushed it real far. I mean, we did have Bulge Jiggle in this episode, but Will and Grace did push it.
Oh yeah,
far.
We got, and I believe, oh, it's not the final Bulge because this Bill. Well, let's just get to it because we'll circle back to this stuff.
Final Bulge, because remember, one of the rules of this show that I said earlier is we had beautiful women, female actresses on this show and very handsome men and such a strong, diverse writing staff that we said, if we're going to enter the world of sex and sex comedy and we're going to show girls in underwear doing sexy things, it had to be equal opportunity representation in the filthiness and in the revealingness. So there's just as much, by the way, Todd in banana hammocks exists.
That's what I was just talking about.
It exists because we're like, we can't just go, oh, Sarah, you got to be in a bra and underwear in this, you know, without going Donald, you have to be just
naked with a sock.
In a sock.
I was in a sock too. It's the only thing that works.
Well, all I know is there was a bit of jiggle with the bulge when he
Well, let's
off
talk about the bulge. We'll come back to it. We're jumping ahead, but we'll come back. So the janitor gets everyone together in the break room, the brain trust, and his scenario, they kidnap Keith and they're trying to run him through trying to make sure that he's going to be a good husband to Elliot. Now, the first thing is he says an example. He gives an example. How are you going to be if she loses the ability to use vowels? And Neil gives an example of her talking.
He goes, that's right. Wait, first it goes, you be the janitor, I'll be Keith. All right. You ready? Go.
Yeah.
You got to do the first part where he goes.
I forgot what
he said. He said, how are you going to do when he wakes?
How are you going to behave if she loses the ability to use vowels?
That's ridiculous. And then he goes, oh yeah? Then he goes, I find that to be a very poor answer for when somebody wakes up and they say, I can't even do this shit, dude.
He does something like, I mean, it's just made up by Neil, but it's like,
I can't do it because I'm saying ick and stuff like that, but he was able to.
Oh, it's Neil being hilarious.
Neil is great, man. Neil being amazing.
All right, so wait, that's the first thing. And then the janitor comes up with a rehearsal scenario, and the janitor's sets up a scenario where Keith has brought home his gay ultimate frisbee teammate Lance, played by Todd.
The Todd.
And Rob goes, "I should probably take my pants off."
And the janitor goes, wait for your cue.
Wait for your cue. And then Rob sits down next to Keith, and he stands up and he pulls off, like Velcro, pulls off the fucking his pants, and he's wearing a sparkled
red,
mega bulgy, sparkled red banana hammer.
Yeah. Yes, of course he is.
And there's definitely jiggle.
There's definitely jiggle. There's no way you get away with that on Disney Plus right now.
Or not real jiggle, but there's definitely jiggle.
No, I think it's real. I think he's well endowed. Bill, I have to tell you, I thought this was the season we moved to ABC after, and I was like, this is definitely why they said no more banana hammock, because this was a lot of jiggle.
Todd's banana hammock was never visible on ABC. He always had to be shot from the waist up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And by the way, this is also because, I mean, I'm sure people figured it out by now, but the writers had long ago decided that Todd was, we didn't even say bisexual. We said at one time, I think we said metrosexual, that he will have sex with anything.
Anything. But I don't know if that's the right. What is the right?
If you're open to everything, Joelle, you're fluid, right? That's the right way to say it?
You could say fluid. You might say poly for the kind of person who has multiple actual relationships with people.
Yes, young and old. Age, he doesn't care about age.
Zero
he doesn't care about
that. Todd respects hot regardless of age or gender. He said that once on the show.
Yeah. Wait, I want to say the hardest I laughed was when after the banana hammock's revealed, you cut to Lloyd and he winces. He literally goes like this.
I think that was a real Mike Schwartz reaction and not a character reaction.
It was so funny.
As you guys know, Rob is the type of guy that would do it for his off camera as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Yeah, no problem.
He's such a giving actor that he would reveal the banana hammock for off camera. Doug suggests, let's circle back. Doug suggests a tour in the wine country for his gift. And then Ted says, we can't control what kind of husband he's going to be. And then janitor puts on sunglasses and says, can we?
Well, who has the sunglasses on their head? Somebody has the sunglasses on their head.
Probably Lloyd.
And he goes, let me borrow your sunglasses real quick. And he puts them on just so he can do that.
And then he goes, and then he says, repeat it. And so Sam repeats it exactly the same.
Well, he almost does it exactly the same. He's late on the cue with his hand, but he realizes he's late too. Yo, Sam Lloyd, dude, genius.
So Sam is so funny.
Genius, dude. Genius, man.
So Sam was having fun this episode. He was like, he was extra playing. He was funny. Anyway, he repeats the line. The janitor does it with the sunglasses. We see JD writing in his unicorn journal. You have Jordan call me Nancy No Chin, which I found hurtful, even this many years later, Bill.
Buddy.
You have a chin right now. You have more of a chin than I do right now. Your chin looks good.
I don't have that much of a chin. It's a
when
shame.
When you turn sideways, you're right. You don't. But straight on.
Thank you.
Yeah. Zach, you and I can't be low angle guys. We have egg shaped.
I once had a critic write about me, the weak chinned Braff, comma.
Oh, God.
What a dick.
It was so hard. Oh, it made me so sad. But then here I am and my best friend's having a character call me. Nancy No Chin.
Nancy No Chin.
That was about JD the character, not about Zach.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
What's that story? I know I know you meant it.
Yeah, that's what you meant. Rich.
I have Yaba.
I have Yaba.
They'll call
eventually.
They'll call.
That was a horrible play, but as good as anybody could be in it. That's Richard's for you guys. Richard Kind complimented Sarah Chalk. He saw her play, and I won't say which one. And he's so honest that Sarah said, "What'd you think?" And he goes, "Oh, that was a horrible play, just horrible. But you were as good as anyone could be." In it.
We're gonna have Richard back on the show.
Bill's first AD on the Harrison Ford show is a friend of Bill's and also one of Richard Kind's best friends. And I sent Richard a picture of he and I, a selfie that I took with Ben is his name. And I sent it to Richard. And I said, we're on the Harrison Ford show. And Richard writes back, Harrison looks great.
Solid. He's funny.
Yeah, he is.
I wanted him to play my father in this movie I'm doing, and it couldn't work out the dates, but I was almost going to do it. And I've read the entire movie with the dad being his voice.
Oh, it should have been him.
And now no one can ever live up to that voice being my father.
I just got random message from somebody else that you should have on the show. I won't read it, but I was trying to find it. Because he was on this. Have you had Alan Ruck on yet?
No, we'd love to have Alan Ruck.
Yeah, he's
would he do it?
Yeah, he's crushing on Succession, by the way.
He's so good. That show's awesome.
And such
he's
a lovely
really good. Guy. All right, so let's just keep going. JD says he's going to go write in his journal. I'm so tired, I could use a naptism because he's trying to rhyme baptism. And then he goes, I'm going to use that. And he goes, I should write down pause for laughs so I don't forget to. Because he's so sure that the naptism joke's going to crush. Yeah.
That was almost lifted. I'll tell you guys a funny joke. That was almost lifted from an episode of Friends, and someone else wrote it. It's not me. It was so funny. But it was Matt LeBlanc's character, who was a bad actor. Do you guys remember this? As actors, you'd love this. They had him doing an audition, and he had to do bad in it. You know what I mean? And so he's got his script like this, and he actually goes, that wasn't me, and I don't care what you say. Long pause.
So now we're at what Donald.
Hey, guys, we got to go to a quick commercial. Quick commercial.
No, commercial.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com. JLab Audio is personal tech designed for you that fits your life, looks cool, and offers surprisingly awesome value.
Imagine the products and features you actually want and make sure the entire experience owning them is a great one.
Always packing the most functionality and fun into every product at a truly accessible price.
Zach, let me tell you, JLab has these new luxury over-ear headphones called the JBuds Lux ANC.
Yep.
These seamlessly blend innovation and lab quality sound, all in these sleek headphones that guarantee an elevated listening experience. You can connect to multiple devices, customize your sound in the JLab app, and get over 70 hours of playtime.
Well, buddy, those sound pretty cool, but have you heard of the JBuds ANC3? They are the smallest smart active noise canceling true wireless earbuds you can find. You can also connect to multiple devices, but these come with a built-in USB-C charging cable and a noise canceling microphone for crisp, clear phone calls. Use Real Friends for 25% off your order. Visit jlab.com to find your kind of tech.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Hey, listeners, how is your social battery right now?
It can be easy for people to ignore their social battery and spread themselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter.
Everyone has a different capacity for socializing and different ways of recharging. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time.
Either way, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/RealFriends today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/RealFriends.
Rewatch show with Zach and Donald.
Hey, we're back. Right,
and we're back.
Is that right?
We actually did have to go to a commercial. So, Bill, thank you for throwing to a commercial, even though the guests, we frown upon the guests throwing to commercial.
That was fun. I like that product. I use it myself.
You're such a dick. You're such a dick. I like how I'm like, no, Bill. And then Dale's like, we actually do need to go to a commercial. All right. So circling back, this is when Sam yells. Now, I read on Scrubs Wiki that this guy who plays the other lawyer was a famous TV lawyer, advertising lawyer. In fact, at the time of the airing, I assume this is how you found him, Bill, he was the largest TV lawyer advertiser guy. And so the woman is asked to pick between him and Sam to be her lawyer. And I'm saying you did a cameo with, I guess, a guy who was a famous advertising TV lawyer, and the woman is trying to choose between him and Sam, Ted. And Ted brags, "My mom calls me Thunder."
Right.
And then she chooses the other guy. And the other guy goes, "Tough break, Thunder." And
he "You're goes, not my mom, Jim! You're not my mom!"
I got a cool thing about this episode that you might think is back towards the end. Are we close to the end?
Yes, we're now going to talk about JD and Elliot in bed together. I don't know how they got in bed together. They were in separate bunks talking about how they both felt trapped. And now all of a sudden we cut back and there's been some missing dialogue because now they're in a single bed together cuddling.
Well, no, here's where they were.
Are my eyes going bad though? Was that fog? Was it like out of focus? Like, foggy.
I think there was a filter on it to make it look romantic or something.
Yes, okay. There's a filter. Here's what was more interesting. There's two things that are fascinating about this. One is, remember, I fought forever that this show would in any way, shape, or form be about Will Elliott and JD end up together. And the rest of the writers
were like, "Well, you lost the battle with yourself, Bill."
Well, the rest of the writers were like, "It's inevitable." Remember, I tried to blow it up the first year and all that stuff. And so we that's the break room. We'd established 1,000 times and we're like, these two are both fucking up here. So why can't they both end up just shooting the shit and talking like it's innocuous? And then I had to tell, I told Krista, she had to find a perfect song that built to a huge, huge, huge crescendo. Cause I said, if we're going to do it, we're going to fuck with the fans and have it seem like they're on the verge of hooking up furious and then just go to war.
Yeah.
And that song was perfect. It's Alive with the Glory of Love.
Yeah.
Weirdest thing, if you listen to the song, it's about a love story in the concentration camps. This is what's so interesting about music. Look up the words right now and you'll see Alive with the Glory, but it was perfect because it is about longing and whether or not you can be together. And Krista played it for me and I'm like, oh, I don't know because of the words. If we can use this, we edited some of that part out. I thought it was perfect because it just kept da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and then it goes black. I thought it was black. Awesome.
Yeah, it was a good, it was well done and it definitely builds up. And I was like, oh, are they going to kiss? They're going to kiss. They're going to kiss. And then you hard cut to black. And it's like, that's a good way to end a season.
Yeah. And while we see your two significant others being alone.
I know, we're horrible people.
Yeah, you guys got a little bit of horrible in you. You got a little bit of horrible in you.
I mean, the audience is rooting for it, obviously, but let's not.
The audience got a little bit of horrible in them too, Lone. Let's just be honest now, because if you're rooting for this, knowing what's at stake on the other side,
of course. But you have that's not how you appreciate something. The audience is going, I'm so invested in these two. I love them. They're both about. I audience member think they're both about to make big mistakes, both of them, and they should be together. You know, it's all Bill's and his team's great writing that makes the audience so invested in them and wants them to be together.
Well, can I just tell you guys the thing about the music? Because I brought up the lyrics. I think it's interesting because sometimes songs match perfectly for lyrically for a show or a moment, but sometimes it's about an emotional feeling you get.
Yeah. And
Alive with the Glory of Love, if you listen to it again, it says the opening verse is when I watch you want to do you right where you're standing, which is a great start. But it says right in the foyer on the stark day in plain view of the whole ghetto, the boot stomped meadows, And then the refrain is, I won't let them take you, won't let them take you, hello. No. So it's literally about a couple in love in a concentration camp. But the feeling for our show, it's a great song. And the feeling for our show was so right, we did it anyways. And I, it was really interesting because I always expected to get bump back from that, from people going, oh my God, what are the lyrics? But I just thought the song was amazing.
You might, if you did it today in the era of everyone opining on everything, but back in the day, if you cut the lyrics craftily, no one would ever know.
We did, but my advice, go listen to that song, Alive with the Glory of Love by Say Anything. It's really good.
By Say Anything?
Say Anything, yes. Yeah.
Like the genius movie. Hey, everybody, that is season 6. I want to thank our very special guest, the creator of the universe of Scrubs, Mr. Bill Lawrence.
But before we go, we have to cut to one quick commercial, you guys.
Oh my God. No, we're not doing it.
And we're back.
See the audience? No.
Oh, right.
I don't think the audience isn't going to like the extra break joke that long.
Well, they're going to have to deal with it this episode.
I think they'll know. By the way, Zach, are you done with the extra break joke?
Yes, I'm very done with the extra break joke.
I so wish I had recorded me going,
oh, man, this is why I'm not done with it. This is why I'm not done with it.
So, everybody, just to remind you, it'll be a little break. And Joelle, when does 701, which we did at a drive-in, is going to air when, Joelle?
September 13th.
September 13th. And then we are going to be on break until October, I believe. Right, Joelle?
That is correct.
And I will say now, no matter what, in October, I will debut my new character. Zach will not know who it is. Dan, okay. Will, Donald, and I will talk about it beforehand, and we'll see if Zach can see it coming. He will forget about it.
Okay.
Also, your pitches ready, guys. Get your pitches ready for the next project three of us are going to do together.
That might be, after Scrubs is done, that might be your next podcast, The Making of Bill, Donald, Zach Show.
Yeah.
Hey.
That's a great idea. We'll do we're really looking for what when we're done with Scrubs, what the show is going to be. How great it would be if a podcast about the behind the scenes making of the new Zach and Donald TV show with Bill Lawrence.
Wow.
That's a podcast.
I love it.
Wow. I like that a lot.
I'm in.
I mean, should probably do Spin City first, but I like that too. I like it.
Okay. Let's throw Spin City on. I like the idea of Spin City. There's black people in Spin City.
By the way, the only really, really white show I did was Cougar Town.
Was that really white?
Ian Gomez was Latinx, but everybody else is cul-de-sac and rural Florida.
All right. On that note, we are going to end season 6. Thank you, Joelle. Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you
guys are amazing. You do so much for the show, and we want to thank you. And Donald, I love you very much.
No, you don't.
I do.
No, you don't.
I want to thank the four of you.
You're not allowed to thank anybody,
great
Bill.
Great air of my podcast.
The guests don't thank
Bill,
you.
Bill, should we go to break? You think we should go to break right now?
No, Bill, you can count us out. You can count us out.
Let's go to a quick break. Hey, we're back. You guys, we're back.
Daniel, do not put all those breaks.
All they had time for was to go sparklets like that.
Sparklets. We would be honored to have sparklets as an advertiser. All right, we love you guys. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Some stories about a show we made. About a bunch of dogs and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said he's got stories. Natural.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, it's simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. You can learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Hey guys, I've been telling you about how we are big fans of Tecovas boots. Heritage, tradition, quality, comfort, style, and service are some of the best features of Tecovas. But now they also have a gift for our listeners.
Tecovas will throw in one of their best-selling trucker hats or ball caps free with a minimum purchase of $100 at Tecovas.com.
Just use code REALFRIENDS at checkout. That's REALFRIENDS.
That's TECOVAS.com. And point your toes west.